So what was your life like then after you got these six grade A CSEs?
Not that different, to be honest. Not that much different. As I say, I left home, wasn't really doing a great deal of anything, but got involved with a lot of nice people who showed me alternatives to make alternative ways to make money and so on and so forth. But I think because of the rigidity and discipline of my upbringing, I never got tempted. I never got into robbery and burglary and nothing that's illegal. I've always had in my mind that that's not for me. I'm better than that. But I didn't get involved with the Rastafarian, with a couple of Rastafarian people. And got involved in the reasonings, what they call the reasoning sessions, which is where you talk out obviously the doctrines of Rastafari and references to the Bible and today's life and so on and so forth. And when I went to my first reasoning and actually met the group, they seemed to accept me quite readily until they found out I was diabetic. And when I asked them why, they said it's because of the pork. And my argument was, well, it's a greater sin against God to commit suicide. And if I don't take this insulin, I'm going to die. And they were saying, once again, like my parents' friends, but if you believe in God, God will prevail. God will take this away. And I said, but what you don't seem to realize is God gave me this in the first place. And I said, at the same time, though it's pork, it's still a way in which I can maintain my life. And I really don't have an option because the other alternative is too painful and certain death. And they really, really struggled with it, to the extent that I didn't go back. I did defend Rastafari for many, many years and still do in my heart, even though I don't have dreadlocks any longer. But for many years thereafter, people that had actually been in that reasoning with me used to call me what was it? A wannabe dread, a false dread, because I was taking pork. I was breaking one of the fundamental rules of Rastafari, which is not to eat any pork. I've never eaten pork. I still don't eat it. But it's ironic that I had to depend on a pork substance to keep me alive over all those years.